John Hinckley Jr. has won his freedom. He'll be released from a government psychiatric hospital more than 35 years after he attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. Hinckley had been obsessed with the actress Jodie Foster when he shot Reagan and three others in order to impress her. Hinckley's lawyers tell NPR that he is, quote, profoundly sad and sorry for the pain he caused his victims, and he will be required to live full-time with his elderly mother upon his release. But the Reagan Presidential Foundation says it believes he's still a threat to others and opposes the decision made today by U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman. Eddie Dean has written extensively about Hinckley for Washingtonian Magazine. And Eddie, I mean, Hinckley's getting released, but he's already been spending a lot of time away from the psychiatric hospital, hasn't he?
Yeah, for the last few years, he spent about half the year going to his mom's house in Kingsmill, which is outside of Williamsburg, Virginia. It's about 2 hours south of St. Elizabeth's, where he spends the rest of his time. And he's been there since he shot Reagan. So he's basically a patient there, but this conditional release situation has let him try to sort of, quote, start a new life living with his mom. He's 61, basically lives like a teenager. He tries to record music, goes to music stores, eats junk food.
Well, I've also seen that, you know, over time, as he's been allowed more time outside of St. E's, as you said, that there have been some times where he hasn't actually complied with what's been expected. Like, for example, one time when he went to a bookstore and was looking at books about Ronald Reagan. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, what it is he's on a very strict itinerary. So when he goes down to see his mom, he's supposed to do certain things, go to certain places. So this one day that you're referring to, he was supposed to be seeing a movie, and at the same little shopping mall, he went to a Barnes & Noble bookstore. You got to understand, he's being surveilled by the FBI, and they watch mm-hmm. him go into this Barnes & Noble. And for a long time, he just stood at this one row of books on presidential assassinations and just stared. And it really disturbed the Secret Service agent, who said it gave him goosebumps, because Hinckley would stare at the books but not reach out and touch a book or pick it up and leaf through it like you'd think. He just was fixated on this particular row of books.
Yeah,
he's looking for his own place in history still. That's what the psychiatrist said.
Well, yeah, because I was just about to ask, you know, the times where he has deviated from the itinerary, the people treating John Hinckley didn't necessarily see it as a setback to his treatment.
Yeah, some of the mental health evaluators there, especially at St. E's, think it shows that he's trying to live independently. Another incident that happened was when he was supposed to go with a photographer. He's taken lessons from a photographer. It's kind of a new hobby that Hinckley has now. He's picked up a Nikon and he's going around taking photos, which disturbed some people in Kingsmill. The original thing he did with Jodie Foster is basically stalking. So here's the most infamous stalker in the world now with a sort of high-powered camera wandering around. In the meantime, he's supposed to go to the photographer to get his lesson, and he deviates from the itinerary and goes to a music studio that's down in Williamsburg. And he just hung out for a while, and he wanted to know how much it would cost to record a song.
Well, the terms of his release include not being allowed to contact any of his victims, their relatives, or Jodie Foster.
Right.
He's also not going to be permitted to travel to areas where the current president or any members of Congress are present. But I'm curious. I mean, he's being released to his mother. She's 90, right? And so what happens when she passes away?
Well, getting back to the first part of that, there's tons of red flags that the prosecutors have brought up repeatedly. Like, they live on the 13th hole of a golf course in Kingsmill. Many times, Bill Clinton has come by and played golf. Obama has played golf on that course. It's where they have an LPGA tournament. So for a lot of people, particularly the prosecutors, there's some red flags there. Now, with his mom being 90, she's actually in pretty good health. So they think that they have enough money to pay for the mental health team in Williamsburg for 5 years. So if her health holds up, he could be there for a while.
You know, this case, the attempted assassination of President Reagan and the trial that followed, I mean, it was really an important moment for the United States for so many reasons. One of them is which he was found not guilty by reason of insanity, right?
Yeah.
And after that, the bar got raised pretty substantially for using the insanity defense after that, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, it caused a big hubbub when, you know, that verdict came down, and a lot of people still don't like that verdict. So now what they're saying is he's healthy mentally, or at least he's not psychotic. He actually suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. But they say he's not a danger to himself or others. So that's the key thing as to why this judge is ordering his release. Hinckley's legal team has spent like the last 20 years proving he's not a threat. And so far in Williamsburg, the main thing he's done is go look up on books on the presidential assassinations, try to go make a record on his own. And basically, he brought a feral cat down that ran away. So he's not been violent. But the problem is he going to be able to do this full time? Because without the itineraries, the prosecutors are thinking he could just go off the handle.
Well, Eddie Dean is a contributing editor for Washingtonian Magazine. He's written extensively about John Hinckley Jr. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And we've got links to Eddie's reporting on John Hinckley at our website, hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.